Hey, it's Marcus Williams, and today I've got Julie Black on the show. So, Julie, you've kind of taken a little bit of a break from releasing music, at least. What have you been up to recently?
I have been being a CEO. I've been learning the music business. I've been motivational speaking. I've been doing a lot of philanthropy and just really living and getting to know who I am as a true adult. Even though I've been an adult for so long, I believe sometimes this business could lead you into being a version of yourself. And so I wanted to just ensure that as I approach new music, like I was recording all the while, though. I recorded like 80 songs to get to the final 8 here. And I was just living, you know. Sometimes you just end up like pursuing so much. You're like on the pursuit. It's like, am I even living or am I existing? So that's what your girl's been doing, meeting my fans, engaging, getting to know people, being able to support other people's dreams. It's been real.
Nice. Speaking of actually supporting other people's dreams, you've been doing a lot of stuff. Like you just mentioned earlier, the Pan Am Games, starting to be an ambassador for that. I don't know if it's a little bit taboo for me to mention.
It's all good, yeah.
And then there's the care work for women and girls and stuff like that. And you did the Young Artists for Haiti ages ago and the West Park Foundation in February.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been really kind of digging in to that kind of stuff lately. What kind of led you to use your music as a platform to better people's lives?
Right. That's an awesome question. There's been so many things that has happened personally. One being like whenever you see me involved in any sort of cancer outreach, for instance, tomorrow I'm doing something with Kidney Cancer Canada. I had a breast cancer scare many years ago. And when they wouldn't give me a mammogram because I was too young, et cetera, there was all that. And I'm like, wow, you know what? If there's a way for me to just lend my voice, then I'm going to be involved. So there's every organization that I'm involved in, there's a personal connection. And my dad just had a mastectomy. He just beat breast cancer himself a few months ago. With Care Canada, women and girls, like there's so many girls beyond developing countries, I realize that there's so many girls and women that lack self-esteem to really be the best them. So all of this stuff that I've experienced personally, I'm able to be transparent enough. It's almost like when comedians will tell a joke about politics and we're laughing hard, but they're actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like artistic people, we have the opportunity to actually say things that the everyday person would probably say you're being offensive by doing that or saying that, you know? So it's amazing when you have the confidence to use your platform in that way. So that's what really led me to be involved in various organizations. HIV, that's another one, AIDS. I'm very heavily involved. I had friends. I've had a few, over 5 friends pass away from HIV and AIDS. So
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, thank you. But it's like if we are comfortable and capable of just educating one another, then why not?
Right. Exactly. Is your new music kind of going to be leaning towards that kind of side of the world?
Well, it is in its own way. For instance, like when you my goal for this album, our goal, my producer Young Pete Alexander, we've been working together for about 7-8 years now. He's also my drummer and my MD. And we realize what impact music has when we're on stage and how people feel when we perform certain songs. And so we went back to that soul feeling, that good old Motown, Stevie Wonder,
yeah.
But then coming to like Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, like there is so many, there was elements that people have peeked his head for a little while. You were hearing Alicia Keys do a little bit of it, but we're like, you know what? Gnarls Barkley and CeeLo did a little bit of the soul. Now you're hearing Mark Ronson and them come with the funk.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just like, let's make people feel good again. And we were tired of not feeling good, making the music to just fit in. It's like, no, that's not what we're about, you know? So that's where we're using the music to allow people to feel good. I had a woman come to my autograph signing at my show, and she had a brain tumor, and it was sad. She said, I don't know if this is going to be my last concert, but I had the best time. And she was dancing, and so I didn't even have to sing a song of empowerment. She felt empowered just being there and getting the opportunity to share some moments afterwards, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely one thing when I listen to Fever, your new single. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit more like kind of almost like a little bit mellow, laid back, but it still has that empowering kind of theme to it almost. Like
yes.
That feeling, yeah.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I sing it and it's in the tense that I'm singing about, you know, a romantic relationship, but I could be singing about God.
Mm-hmm.
Really be thinking about whoever gives you that, you know, it gives you that fever that really, you know, lets you feel good, you know, that energy that's bigger than you.
Exactly. It's kind of up for interpretation, kind of, really.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Do you want to talk about your single fever? Or?
Yes, I do. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm so excited about this brand new music, Fever. Like I mentioned, it's produced by Young Pete Alexander, and he's from Atlanta and has been in Canada back and forth for the past 8 years. So he's encouraged me as a Canadian to stay in Canada and keep making R&B music right here, you know, bring Canadian soul back to the surface. And thanks to you guys, you are helping me do that. So thank you all for listening. This is Fever, my brand new single. And if you caught the fever, please tweet me, and I will definitely answer.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I've noticed you've been really taken to social media this past, recently. I remember being on my computer when you first tweeted us about your single, and I like listened to it, and I was like, yeah, wow. And then I realized how in touch you're getting with your fan base just through that, Twitter and stuff, which is awesome to see.
I spent a lot more time on Instagram, and then I realized that people don't talk on Instagram.
Yeah,
you don't have a conversation.
Yeah, it's more comments rather than back
and
forth.
That's right, exactly. And I love what Twitter is doing, and just the whole, like, for me, there's no pretension. I'm me. It's not a robot behind it. It's actually me tweeting. I'm talking. I'm spending all those hours. There's times where I'm like, my eyes are like burning. Let me stop. But because I'm self-managed, I am my own record company now. I've left my major label in December.
Right.
100% independent. And so it's very important for me to be in touch with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm nothing without the people.
Exactly. Well, it's amazing. I love your new single. It's awesome. I can't wait for more new music. Do you have any idea, or are you allowed to say when it's going to come out?
Yeah, well, we're actually doing we're doing an event where we're going to release the hard copy at the concert. We're doing it like Prince, basically.
So nice.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Or you get it with your concert ticket. So hopefully you can make the trek to Toronto. We're going to do various releases across Canada. And so about between the next like 7 to 14 weeks, there'll be the hard copy and the digital copy.
Awesome. But can't wait.
Keep it locked to social media, because that's the power that we have now, that we can release it when we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to stay connected with you, how can they do that?
Please follow me on Twitter at @JULLY Black. And of course on Instagram, I'm Miss MISS Julie Black. And on Facebook, we still do that too.
Yeah.
So it's Julie Black. And then my website, julieblack.com. Everything is JULLY. Don't know what my parents were smoking. That is the government spelling of my name.
There you go. Awesome. Awesome. And do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans to kind of keep them empowered and keep them moving forward?
Absolutely. I would like to say to all of my fans, new and old, and even if you are not a fan yet, I want to encourage you to proclaim the I am. I spent a month with a fan from Saskatoon, never met her in my life, and for the whole month of February, we did 28 days of I am. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am strong. And male, female, doesn't matter how old you are, if you could get up every day and proclaim that you are, then you'll see how much better your day is going to be and how much better your life is going to be.
Awesome. Amazing. Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you. Keep in touch. I really appreciate it.
Will do.
You better send me that breakfast maker.
Oh, I totally will.